The Acropolis of Rhodes, a historical journey for the modern tourist. For avid historians, architecture enthusiasts, and curious travelers alike, the Acropolis of Rhodes represents a fascinating convergence of ancient wisdom and medieval grandeur. The ruins are open to the public year-round, with certain exhibits within operational hours. Visitors can reach the site by foot, taxi, or bus. It is advisable to wear comfortable shoes, as exploring involves considerable walking on uneven terrain. The Acropolis stands on Monte Smith atop the city's highest point, overlooking the western coast of the island. Unlike its Athenian counterpart, this one was never fortified, but instead served as a monumental precinct for worship and public events. The original excavation of the Acropolis took place from 192-1945, with the Italian School of Archaeology and Greek Archaeological Service participating. In 408 BC, towards the end of the Peloponnesian War, the three cities on the island, Lindos, Chimeros, and Ialysos, combined into a city-state with this area as the capital. The geographer Strabo reports that Hippodamos of Miletus designed the city, but he would have been very old by that time. At any rate, the design can be described as Hippodamian. 2-3, during a flash flood in 316 BC, the upper town provided a refuge to those fleeing the city center, which was inundated due to the drains being clogged. 6. Another momentous event, the Siege of Rhodes, 305-304 BC, by Demetrios Poliorcetes, may have had an impact on the architectural history of the Acropolis. The citizens tore down the theater and some temples to build a wall as an emergency barrier, vowing to the gods that they would build finer ones. 7. Later, the earthquake in 228 BC necessitated more rebuilding. We can think of the whole of this Acropolis as a tapestry woven through centuries, and our journey begins in the 5th century BC. At that time, Rhodes was not only a prosperous trade hub, but also a cultural beacon of the Hellenic world. The Acropolis featured huge temples, statues, grand staircases, and various structures dedicated to the Greek deities Athena, Zeus, and Apollo. The ongoing development of the Acropolis did not cease with the decline of the ancient Greek civilization. It included the medieval period. When the Knights of St. John arrived in Rhodes in 1309, they adorned the island with new architectural features, thus the medieval ruins of Monte Smith are intertwined with the ancient sites. The Knights repurposed old structures and undertook significant fortifications. Visitors will notice the walls, bastions, and gates from this time lying adjacent to their ancient counterparts, as these different periods of history overlap. Discovering the ancient buildings, to appreciate the richness of the Acropolis, one must walk through the remnants of the temples, stadium, and other structures connected with one another. The Temple of Athena and Zeus Polias, dominating the western and highest point of the ancient city, once stood the Temple of Athena Polias, dating from the Hellenistic periods between the 3rd and centuries BCE. It was built in the Doric peripteral style, with a column portico around its four sides. Today one can see the four huge column drums, capital, and parts of an architrave which represent the huge size of the original temple. Although time has worn away much of the original building, the temple was built within a larger enclosure with a stoa on its eastern side, which could be seen from the lower town and the harbor. Today only the foundation of the stoa remains. This structure reminds us of the island's devotion to Athena, the patron goddess of wisdom and warfare. It functioned as a pivotal site of worship where ancient rites and rituals took place in honor of the goddess, as well as place for the storage important documents marking the treaties with other city-states. Temple of Pythian Apollo, smaller than the Temple of Athena Polias and Zeus Peleus, and highly visible from many vantage points, the remains of this building boast a similar east-west orientation. The Temple of Pythian Apollo is located on the southern end, just west of a large rectangular terrace. It was built in the 2nd century BC in Doric style and was situated in an enclosed precinct, 15, presenting a distinct profile. In the ancient time it was a landmark for the ships sailing to Rhodes, and even today the re-erected columns are visible from the harbour. 16. Extensive archaeological work took place from 1912 to 1945, and the temple was reconstructed in the 1930s. However, the temple suffered damage from artillery and bombing during the Second World War. There are two explanations for the name of this temple. First, the god Apollo was named Pythias when he, as an infant, killed the python snake deity who guarded the Oracle of Delphi on the mainland. Another related legend claims that the temple is named for Pythia, a well-known priestess of Apollo who was held in high regard in ancient society for her divination skills. Such priestesses were usually consulted before major decisions, from the private to the political and military. the theater. As visitors walk down the hill further south of the temple, they will see the remains of the ancient theater, the Odeon, once a venue for dramatic performances and philosophical discourse. This rectangular marble structure occupies the east slope of the hill leading up to the Acropolis. There are two cavea, or seating sections, one upper and one lower. The orchestra is partly surrounded by retaining walls, and parts of the original door openings as well as side ramps can be seen. This theater, with an estimated capacity for 800 people, was not just a place for entertainment, it was where ideas flourished, where rhetoric and philosophy merged with drama and music. Next to the stadium, we see the ancient library, which housed those texts in rhetoric. Touring this area, one can almost hear the echoes of oratory maestros like Demosthenes delivering speeches to audiences. The stadium, no less captivating, is the nearby Stadium of Rhodes, next to the theater and built in the 3rd century BC. Also known as the Stadium of Diagoras, this was a center of athletic prowess during antiquity. The Hellenistic period, in particular, saw athletes and spectators from across the region gathering here to participate in the Alaioli Games. These games were held in honor of the sun god Aleos and represented strength, skill, and the competitive spirit of ancient Greek culture. The Minor Aleia were celebrated annually, while the Major Aleia were celebrated every 4 years from 300 BC until 300 AD. The festivities around the stadium included athletic, musical, and equestrian competitions and allowed the participation of women. The largest part of the stadium, whose dimensions are 210 by 35 meters, has been rebuilt. At the ends of the track there are the starting line for the games and the finish line. In the stands there was a place for the judges of the competitions. The gymnasium, these partial ruins are located to the east of the stadium. Excavators have been able to unearth a part of the western and northeastern sides of the structure, which was once a massive square-shaped edifice. Many significant artworks have been found in this area through the years.